AM 640, it's Conway Show. One of my older radio friends is a guy named Ed Mann, and he has written a book, which is pretty cool, for the love of radio. And he joins us. Ed Mann, how are you, sir?
Tim, how are you?
Oh, man, it's been a long time, buddy, but I hope I'm mentioned in this book. I know it's it's fiction, but hopefully there's some mention of me somewhere.
I barely made it to the phone. I was actually reading the back of a shampoo bottle and taping it for Quibi.
You remember that reference, though, and you know that, right?
Oh, completely. Oh, my God. What else is there to do? You know, or the little tag in the bottom of a towel.
Like, yeah, that's right.
What company made that towel?
That's right, man. That is awesome.
Yeah. Nothing else to read.
Yeah. Hey, so wait. Let's get into your background, though. So you started Kiss FM?
I didn't start at Kiss FM. Oh, my God. That would be like, you know, you're born, here you are, Kiss FM. Yeah, no, I was UCLA, and I finagled my way into the radio station there. And moved on through some small market stuff, all Southern California. And eventually, luckily, you know, by hook or by crook, I got to KISS, and that was fun.
What year did you end up at KISS? When were you at KISS?
I got there at 83. So it was right when all that Michael Jackson and Madonna stuff was happening. You know, so it was just perfect luck.
Right.
You know, so literally the river.
Maybe a year or two after Rick D started?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay,
yep.
All
right. Right after Rick, yeah. So I got there and worked with Rick.
What was your shift there? Weren't you on air, or were you producing?
No, I was on air, man. I was a jock the whole time. It was mostly weekends, and then I'd filled in for, you know, Rick.
Big
on
Ron
occasion.
O'Brien, huh?
But what was that?
You filled in for Big Ron.
Big Ron O'Brien. Oh my God, he was great. He's featured somewhat in the book. Everyone's got a different name because it's fiction. You can't use the real name, otherwise I'll be dead on Thursday.
What was the weekday lineup when you started a KISS? It was Rick Dees, then it was Big Ron, right?
No, actually, yeah, it was Rick Dees and then Paul Freeman, who was there
Paul
for like
Freeman.
17
years. I love that guy.
Paul was just straight ahead, you know, you pictured him wearing a suit and a tie, doing a show like it's the 50s, you know, just no bones about it. This is the song, this is the station, this is what you're doing. And then Big Ron would come on, and he was hilarious.
Right.
Bruce Vidal.
I love Bruce Vidal.
Yeah, big voice.
Dude, that was quite a lineup, man. There was no weakness in that lineup at all.
There was none. I was just so scared getting there. It was like I was 26, and I thought, what in the world, you know, how did that happen? And I was just scared to death.
Was Jack Silver working as a producer of Rick Dees, or he come later?
He came a little later. I met Jack there, and then, of course, later at KLSX with you. And Jack's great. Yeah, I've known Jack a long, long time. Good people. All good people.
And you're married to somebody who everybody knows her dad. They may not know her. No, a lot of people might. But you're married to Mindy Rickles, who is Don Rickles' daughter.
That is correct, sir.
That's pretty cool, dude.
Hey, man, you know all this, of course. Mindy's great. She's a terrific stand-up. And, you know, of course, all that stopped now. Right. And what a drag. She's got a lot of quarantine bits, but she just doesn't for me. You know, that's all we got. You know, this bits around the house.
Good for you. You know, when you were at KISS, you did something very smart. Weren't you involved or on the ground floor of, like, Premier Radio? Wasn't that, like, your baby?
Yeah, it was four of us, really. A couple of others, but really four in a core group. And we're all on-air people. And we thought there's got to be something else to do because we're just listening to music and doing crossword puzzles and, you know, saying hello. It's not like talk radio. You get to really go on, which is wonderful.
Right.
But we thought there must be something else. We had some business background, and we started a syndication company. And then, my God, it took off. You know, it was just good timing. Again, timing. Timing's everything, isn't it? Timing.
But it's still huge, though, right?
Yeah, it's still big, and it's different now. I mean, back then we were doing comedy bits and producing silly stuff and countdowns, and now it's, you know, a lot of talk shows and stuff. It's a different company now.
Are you associated with it at all?
No. My company's Man Group, which is a smaller syndicator. We work with another sales group, but we do lots of hip hop weekend shows, promotional stuff. It's really fun. It's radio still fun. I'm sorry, I listen to your show all the time, and I think, you know, it's still fun. You know, radio can still be fun. So God bless you for that.
I mean, I grew up listening to radio. You know, my mom and dad were both talk radio fans. And then I was a huge Rick Dees fan to the point, and I've told this story a million times on the air. I went to San Diego State, and you couldn't get Kiss FM in San Diego. The signal wouldn't reach down in San Diego.
Right.
So I literally had to drive. My classes started late on Tuesday and Thursday, and I would drive to Dana Point, go to Winchell's, get a chocolate bar and a coffee, and sit on the bluff there and listen to Rick Dees.
Isn't that funny? Oh, that's wild.
A fan. You know,
that's a great story. That's a fan. That's a super
huge,
fan.
Huge fan. Do you still have radio checks from the old days when you were young?
Radio what?
Yeah, radio checks. You know, like, what do they call them? Like, talk-ups or talking the music up?
Well, yeah, that's like, in fact, in the book, which is, by the way, For the Love of Radio, and the website is fortheloveofradiobook.com. I'm a ceaseless promoter, man.
Oh, that's fine.
I can't help myself.
I get it.
But it's kind of a chronological thing, and I spent a lot of time literally in the bathroom of my dad's Ampex tape recorder, you know, making believe I was a DJ with an old, you know, RCA mic, and just having my fun that way. It was just, while I was reading the shampoo bottle, and recording it, and then comparing myself to the DJs that were on at the time.
Right.
And it was fascinating to me. I mean, all of it was amazing. My parents just stared at me going, what the hell's this kid doing? and then time moved in along, and then I ended up doing it, and that's, it was literally a dream come true. Yeah, so
that is
pretty
really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
All right, so the book For the Love of Radio is based on real true characters, but all the names have changed.
Well, yes and no. I mean, some of the characters are like an amalgam of a couple, three people, and I didn't want to, like, there's a general manager that's at, you know, the Kiss station, which is called the Big Z, and she never existed. You know, there's a guy I worked with at the syndication company, and he's sort of, you know, four different people, you know, kind of rolled into one. But it's, the idea was to get the story right. You know, the idea was to make it, you know, what, most like the byline, the hapless adventure of a media-crazed, sex-obsessed moron. That's the only thing that's really true in the whole book. I was an idiot, and I just sort of fell into this thing. And along the way, I got beat up by everyone from, you know, partners to friends to women, particularly.
Right.
So it's kind of a women empowerment, you know, deal. Here I was going after these, you know, these poor women, and they just destroyed me. And I finally got one at the end. So at the end, it's really a love letter to Mindy, to my wife. You know, because
that's really cool.
There's a there's an outcome to all this, and it just sort of worked out in my favor, even though it seemed like lucky at the beginning. Hey, wow, I got into, my dreams were coming true. And then you get slapped upside the head about 30 times.
I think that's in every business, though. I don't think radio is, subjected to, you know, guys to, you know, cruel behavior like that. Every business is that way.
Oh, you're right. I think every business, every walk of life, you don't just walk through it, you know, like, well, my father-in-law kind of did.
Right.
It was like the longest run in history. But virtually nothing goes the way you plan it. And that's kind of the theme of the book. The river is going to take you around, and just watch out for the, you know, for the shallows, because you just have no idea what's going to come up, and that's the fun of life, isn't it? That's what
now,
it's about.
Are you still practicing your French? I know you're fluent.
No, that's gone.
Gave
I know
it
a
up?
Few words still, and that's fun. I lived
that's
there for
great.
A couple of years. That's part of the book too. There's an episode that takes place in France. I don't live there, but there's a girl that's, you know, really evil. That was, you know, it got in the way. So we had fun with that.
Excellent. All right, for the website again, For the Love of Radio Book?
For the Love of Radio Book.com, and $1 for every purchase goes to fight COVID in the hospitals. Mindy and I are donating to Direct Relief, which is a great charity. Mm-hmm. And so this does not go without, you know, a penance. I think it's important to, you know, to pay for it a little bit.
And but the book is reasonably priced. It's $7.99, right?
Yeah, the ebook is $7.99, and the paperback I think is about $15. And
cool.
If you go to the website, you have your choice. You go to the paperback thing, or you go to the Amazon thing. And the Amazon thing is where the ebook is. And leave a review. Don't forget to leave a review. In fact, don't read it. Just leave a review.
Right. Yeah.
And that way, I'm guaranteed a good review.
There you
so
go.
That's what's going on. You sound great, Tim.
Buddy,
I mean, every night you guys just kill it.
I really enjoyed the time that we spent together, and you know, because it's COVID, we can't see each other. But as soon as it's over, come on in, and we'll talk about the book again. You know?
Yeah, man. We'll tip a pint and have some fun. And people
Let's
may not
it.
Know this, but Tim actually was at a broadcast school where I was teaching.
That's
and
right.
That's how
in
I
Orange
met
County.
You.
Yeah.
And look what you've done. I mean, God bless you, man. You're doing terrific.
Look at you. I got kicked out of that school
for good reason.
All right, Ed, I hope you sell a million copies of this thing, or 2 million.
Thank you, buddy, and all due to you. I appreciate that. Thanks, everybody.
And give Mindy a high five or from 6 feet away.
You say hi to your family, too.
All right, thanks, bud.
See you, man.
All right, there he goes. All right, Ed Mann, for the love of radiobook.com.